Look, you weren't supposed to even be here.
Yeah, it's almost unreal. When I got the phone call a good week ago, my plans were, as I said, Easter at home with the kids, collecting some Easter eggs. But anyway, I was very happy to have the opportunity to come here. I took both horses. They were already in program for outdoor shows. Like Kiara, she was outdoors, and Doha, she hasn't jumped indoors for quite a while. I took both here. They both jumped in great form to be, you know, in second position here after all, winning the Grand Prix yesterday on Chamonix. I mean, I think it's almost too nice to be true. So I'm really, really happy.
Just talk me through today. Kiara jumped great. Just a brief word on both rounds.
Yeah, the first round, I must say, I was a bit lucky because the plan to ride her in that normal snuffle was not the best plan, because already from the beginning she had the tongue up a little bit, and I hardly had the right connection to her, you know, with the rein and the whole course. To jump a course like this without connection is tells a lot about the quality of the horse. But we managed. Second round, then I had my old bit, which I normally ride just outdoor with, and she jumped fantastic. I mean, the second round, I think I could have started again on number one, and it was just great.
So you're impressed with Frank's work at this finals?
I think we've seen really good sport. The second day wasn't the best. I think too many clears, and then the crazy fast jump off with 21 is for sure, that also goes into the history books in a negative aspect. The first day was all right, but at the end, you know, if you sum it up, I think you find nobody who is doubting that we have the right winner. He was definitely the best, and he would have been the best even if we would have had a second day, a different, difficult, more difficult, higher, whatever course. So I think everybody's happy with the winner, and the best one won, so I think that's all right then.
We've been following your decisions to choose horses and which ones to ride. In the end, you made the correct decision?
Well, I think so. I would have done the same. Even looking afterwards, now looking back, I think the first day could not have been better. I was third. Then I had it fenced down in the jump off on the second day, which probably cost me the title. But we have a saying in Germany, leave the church in the village. And if I do that, I'm happy.
We're delighted for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And just sum up the performance of Daniel. I mean, obviously you don't mind losing to a fellow German.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. I'm happy for him. He's a fantastic rider, good guy. He's also not, he is there, and he won today because he's simply very, very good. And it's okay to be second after him.